Tuesdays, when schedules allow, we get the privilege of a phone call from the Blaine House and Maine Governor Paula Page, who is on line three. Governor, here's a guy that you haven't talked to in some time because he's been sunning and funning in FLA. It's George Hale.
George Hale. God, I forgot all about him.
You forgot. Governor, you forgot about me, which is okay.
Welcome back, George.
Thank you. Thank you, Governor. It's nice to be back with you and talk to you again.
Who had a better time, George in Florida or, Governor, you spending some time away with family in Jamaica, I wonder?
Well, I don't know. It was the trip in Jamaica was wonderful.
I like Jamaica.
It was very, very pleasant. We managed to get a little golf in and a lot of beaching, a little sun. It was hell coming back, though.
Yeah, I got off the airplane. Atlanta.
Trying to get through Atlanta was real difficult.
Well, Governor, it's always nice to get out and get back and get ready to go again, I guess.
Yes, it is.
And get back to business again. I was out of the loop pretty much, but while I was gone, the Democratic lawmakers unveiled their budget priorities. I'd already known what yours were going into this. So where are we now?
I don't know. I don't know where we are, but I just heard that they had a one-page talking points about an 800-page budget, and my suggestion would be this, and I would say to Speaker Gideon and Senator Jackson, look, if you don't like my budget, come on down. Let's sit down and talk about it, and let's see where we agree, where we don't agree. So instead of you building 800 pages, maybe you only have to build 2 or 3 pages. Let's sit down and talk about it. I mean, there's many things. Much of what we're trying to do here is to improve the prosperity of Maine people. So tell me where we're going wrong, and let's work on it.
Well, that sounds like a conciliatory tone.
I just want to make sure that, because I shared this with listeners before, because the headlines would indicate that the Democrats have prepared and released an alternative budget. You produced 833 pages of numbers and paragraphs and
agencies and employment and all kinds of stuff. And I hear that they have one page. Let me save them. Look, I got 832 pages. You can put behind yours, and we got a budget.
In your opinion, I don't know if you've had a chance to look over the one page. In your opinion, because fine-tooth comb, you do this for a living, what is the Democrats' budget missing?
Substance. It needs substance. Where's the beef? Where's the beef, boys? I mean, all I see is one page of talking points. It was, in my opinion, and I don't mean to insult them because I really do want to sit down and work with them, but it was just grandstanding to the press because they have nothing.
Well, we know some of the talking points, and I 55% of state school funding by adding $370 million to education, property tax relief. I'm going through the bullet points. Revenue sharing for municipalities from 2% to 3%. Homestead tax exemption, $20,000 to $30,000. Build repair bridges, $55 million for direct care reimbursement.
Okay, and I get all that. I get all that, George, but who's going to pay for it? We're already going to be the highest income tax in America. Every day, since January, I can name you dozens of people and professionals that have left Maine. I get letters every day of people saying, you've gotten greedy. You've gone over to the top, and I'm leaving. And so who's going to be left to pay for all this? The education issue, we are already there. My budget will get you there if you pay attention to what we're doing. The problem with education is that I have increased education spending every single year since I've been here, but enrollment has gone down drastically. So the cost of educating a child is getting out of control. It costs more to be in a public school from K through 12 than to go to the community college system. Do you believe that? How can that be? You can get a college education cheaper than you go through K through 12. That doesn't make sense. It makes no sense. And so the issue is this. If the Democrats really want to help education, let's get more money into the classroom. Maine is an outlier. The national average for expenditures in the classroom is 64 cents on every dollar. that's spent on education. In Maine, it's 59 cents. So let's work on that 5 cents. And we can get that from the administration, which is 5% of the budget, where the national average is only 2.4% of the budget. So we can fix this. There's plenty of money. It's just that we're allocating it in the wrong places. The homestead exemption, I'm all for it if we can pay for it efficiently. Now, they talk about property tax relief. Well, property tax relief comes from controlling education spending and making an efficient education system. And we can do that. We're proposing 12 administrative districts, 9 to 12 administrative districts instead of 147. We can get there. We only have 177,000 kids. So the we can do this. In matter of fact, we can do all of it and eliminate the income tax.
And eliminate the do all of it and eliminate the income tax?
And eliminate the income tax. I would say in order to do that, we'd have to probably increase the sales tax a little bit. But I'll tell you, you want to save a lot of money? You want to get to 55%? Very simply, all the land that's been taken off the tax roll and put into conservation, have them pay property taxes. Bingo, we fixed the problem.
Looking over the opportunity agenda, which is what the Maine legislative Democrats released, their 2017 budget priorities, which some media outlets said it's their alternative budget. It does mention a lot of investment. And when you add it up, it comes to $983.5 million. That doesn't count the the four suggested bonds that would go out, the borrowing that would go out. But you're correct in that there is nothing here that talks about where cuts would come or where the $983.5 million would come to pay for all of this.
Yeah, and they're going to tell you bonds? Oh, yeah. We're already, the bonds, we're spending bond money in the wrong places. The only places that we've spent money in the last few years. And we have a very aggressive bond structure. We want to fix the water. We want to clean up the water. We want to fix our roads, continue fixing our roads. We want to continue. We want to have an opportunity commercialized bond so we can help businesses stay in business because of the high taxes in Maine. You know, Maine is the 11th highest electricity cost in America. We are the oldest state in America. We are the number three highest cost of food in America. And these people talk about more spending, more taxes, and they don't realize that the prosperity index was 39th out of 50, and we have a state just below us that's half as much and have no income tax and no sales tax. So they just have their priorities mixed up. We can get to where they want to be. And I can help them get there. I've been in finance my whole life in economics. I can help them get there. It's just a matter of come on down, let's sit down and talk about it.
Well, you've opened the door. The budget's going to be somewhere $6.8 to $7 billion over the 2 years. Now, you have a couple of months to get it done. Can the two sides get together
and solve that
elephant in the room, the 3% tax surcharge?
Only if they want to come down and talk about it. I mean, I've solved it already. I have a budget that put the 3% surcharge in, and we still have an income tax of 6% and it's fully paid for. And I've got education. If they really want to fix education, if they're not just blowing smoke, if they're serious about fixing education, we have the answer.
I think some are on the edge of the seat here, and they want to hear you state again what the answer is on fixing education.
The answer is go from 147 superintendents down to maybe about 12.
This is the analogy I shared on the program before when it came to making these major changes in education. The time you read a cookbook is not when you're cooking. You read a cookbook in the living room, and then you prepare, and then you go. Is now the time to be trying to tweak education?
I've been speaking about it now for 3 years. At some point, you know, talk is cheap. You got to start doing something. Now is the time, yes. Now is the time. Because by 2020... we're going to be at about 160,000 kids, and by 2022, we're going to be at about 150,000 kids. It's going down dramatically every year. And why is it going down dramatically every year? Whether they want to admit it or not, we have a severe out-migration problem in addition to aging every year in place. And so unless they want to get serious about saving the state, they better come to the table. And that goes for everybody upstairs, both the Senate and the House.
Governor, before we let you go, the devil's always in the details. The Democrats say they can pick up $180 million in tax revenue increase from the growing economy. A couple of numbers jumped out at me. $13.2 million in taxes on recreational marijuana, which may or may not happen. And
I can't help but laugh about that one.
And $70 million in income from Amazon.
Well, yeah, Ralph. Oh, great.
And other online purchases. Are those figures realistic?
I think the Amazon figures are way high. They're probably three times of what they're actually going to be. As far as recreational marijuana, prior to November 8, George, we had 300 caregivers. Okay? We had 300 caregivers in medical marijuana. And so since then, we're up to almost 12,000. Because everybody has signed up to be a caregiver because nobody wants to pay the tax. So all the people are shifting from recreational marijuana to medical marijuana. If they keep medical marijuana and they don't tax it, your revenue is not going to be there. It's that simple. And it's happening every day. We see it. Mary Mayhew tells me that she's got to put added people in there to keep up with the applications to get onto medical marijuana. So the caregivers. And how do you get a medical marijuana? It's not a prescription. You just get somebody to say you need it. And you can get a couple guys who'll sit there all day, just write you scripts.
And another name would be Jeff Sessions.
Exactly.
Jeff Sessions is hovering over this entire marijuana issue.
Like a cloud.
Yeah, you're right.
And he is indicating that there's going to be a federal crackdown.
Well, listen, they already have. Do you realize that now if you participate in medical marijuana or recreational marijuana, you can no longer buy a gun?
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, that's pretty serious. That's the first shot across the bow. If they haven't figured that out, and now for the Democrats, that's fine. They're going to get all the guns off the streets, but guess what's going to happen? So is marijuana going to be off the streets? It's going to be all medical, or it's going to be out of here. It's going to be in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, someplace else. They just don't see the bigger picture. And, you know, I've been here my whole life, with the exception of about 9 years when I was in Canada, and I've watched it and watched it, and it's got to the point where you can predict what's going to happen because we keep doing the same thing and expect different results.